If you want to have adhikar for this rasupasana in Braj, then we have to pray to Dhameshwar, or else our upasana will be useless. So sadhan is of many different types. They are not classified into only one type. So we heard that Mahaprabhu himself instructed all the bhaktas that stay in Braj and follow this Raganuga path. Spend your entire time in Smaran. This is the essence of all instructions. And Rupa Goswami, he translated this instruction of Mahaprabhu into Sanskrit, where he said, utilize your time fully, engage your tongue, mind, words, senses in remembrance of Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. In this way, engage your 24 hours in remembrance of Krishna. This is the essence of all instructions. So stay in Braj, but as a Raganuga Bhakta, follow the Ragatmik Brajvasis. Means gradually engage your mind and tongue, or else a tongue has no backbone. Tongue is always inclined to speak uselessly, and this way new karma is made. Then one has to suffer for his karma. Therefore it is said that you engage your tongue in remembrance of Krishna. Except for Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, don't do kirtan of anything else or anyone else, or else it'll be vachvik. It'll be you're indulging your tongue in something which is not related to Krishna. So engage your tongue in the glorification of Krishna. Engage your mind in his remembrance. But what kind of smaran? If someone says something bad, then you're only thinking about that. And then you go tell, oh, look at this sannyasi, look at this brahmachari. He's sannyasi in name only, he's brahmachari in name only. And so you're criticizing, finding faults. So how can this Bhagavat Smaran be? There are no lobha, anurag, associated with the anuragi bhaktas. Haven't prayed for their foot task, then this anurag will not come. Or else you'll have this rag for bhog. You'll be a bogi. You'll not have anuraga, but therefore it is said, Kramena Manasi Niyajya. Reside in Braj, but as a follower of the anuragi jans. Follow the Vrajans. Janano Kami. Have a relationship with the Parikars of Raj. Brahma himself has prayed that even if I have to be born as an insect in the womb of your devotee, I'm happy. But I'll never be born as Brahma, who's averse to your service. I'll never be born in such a way. I only wish to be in the association of your devotees. And this way in Gokul, there are these ladies who clean the floor, clean the stove, and then who clean the road, everything. So then what do? They rub their feet. Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they were rolling on the ground, saying, oh, what have we done? Such a grave mistake. Vasishtha said, oh Ram, why have you sent Sita away? See, Sita Devi was present in this Ashok Vatika of Raman for 1 year. Therefore, people were saying, why was she there? Therefore, someone said she was unchaste. But Sita Devi, why was she there for 1 year? Why? Because she wanted Raman to change. She was staying under this Ashok tree. She wanted him to change. She was performing austerities for him, because he was one of her dear sevaks. Raman, he also came to Janakpuri in Nepal. And there, when Sita Devi was cleaning this Dhanushpan, bow and arrow of Vishnu. Then Ravan appeared. And then Sita Devi, she kicked Ravan away. And once Sita Devi was bathing in a pond in Janakpuri, and Ravan, like a crocodile, tried grabbing her leg. So again Sita Devi kicked her away. Kicked him away. So Sita Devi, for Ravan, was like an insect in front of her. She could have easily killed him. But then why did she stay there in Lanka for 1 year? Why? She wanted him to change. She was performing austerities for his sake. And this way, day and night, she's chanting Ram Nam, not eating anything, drinking anything. This way, she wants him to change. So when Lavan Kush started distributing Sita's spotless glories, everyone's hearts became clean. Everyone became bhavi power, absorbed in this bhav. Thus, what have we done? What has our king done? Listening to these words of a washerman, Ram has sent Sita exiled out to the forest. So, Lav Kush, being the disciples of Valmiki, what did they do? They changed everyone's hearts by singing these glories of Sita. So Ram, he told Lakshman, Lakshman, you give some gifts to these Ayodhya Vasis and then ask them who their parents are. So then when Lakshman came to ask Lav Kush and then wanted to give them some gifts, then Lav Kush said, oh, we thought the king of Ayodhya was very righteous, very religious. But we see that he has no religion about Dharma. Why? Because if you ask a brahmachari, you should ask him about his guru, about his ashram, you must ask him. You must not ask him about his mundane identification. Because you see, ultimately Krishna is the be-all and end-all of everyone. So why you want to bribe a brahmachari with gold, silver? A brahmachari, what does he need? He just needs the bark of a tree to cover himself, needs some fruits, roots, flowers. Anyhow, he'll subsist himself. Wait. Then he said, tomorrow also you come. So then again they came, Lav Kush, the next day also. Again they start reciting the Ramayana. That time the Saryu itself, the river had become very dry. And the Ayodhyavasis and Ram were weeping so much that it seemed the Saryu itself was overflowing with their tears. Tears of the Devasis. None were able to compose themselves when these two young children sing the Rama. So when they returned to the ashram, Sita, she asked her two sons, where were you, both of you? No, we went to Ayodhya. There we sang the Rama in front of Ram, everyone. Our guru has taught us how to do this kirtan. There everyone became so agitated. Everyone was weeping so much. That seemed to be a deluge, flood. So they say all the Ayodhyavasis, they were feeling very sad, saying, what have we done? Why have we sent Sita away? So in Lav and Kush, they said, oh mother, there was a golden deity of yours. She looked exactly like you, this golden deity. She was decorated like you. So then Sita, she was thinking, oh, she was weeping. The king has left the queen, but Ram, he has not left Sita. In spite of what the society said, Ram, he did not renounce me. He only renounced his queen, but not his wife. So when Ram gave Sita one of us, he never slept on the road, on the bed. He slept on the ground. And just as Sita would eat fruits and roots and whatever she could get from the forest, Ram also would never eat Rajbhog, only eat fruits and roots. Why? Because she knew everything. Because there was some curse from Narada. Once Narada Rishi, he came to Shivji, saying, oh, Maya came, you became bewildered. Mohini Maya came, you became bewildered. But when Maya came to me, I was chanting Harinam. I smiled, and just as I In blink of an eye, Maya disappeared. Just as I snapped my fingers, she disappeared. And she said, all right, don't tell anyone else. But then again, he went to Brahma. Brahma is his father. He said, oh, father. And he started jumping up in ecstasy. You become controlled by Maya. Therefore, you are running behind everyone. And just look at me. I sent Maya immediately away. Sent her far away. Brahma said, oh, my son, don't tell anyone about this. Now you have spoken enough. Don't be proud. And then he went to Vishnu Lok. There he starts saying, oh Vishnu, just as I snapped my fingers, I sent him Maya far away. Then Vishnu said, oh, now there's a big boil. I have to remove this boil now. Foda. I have to remove this boil now, why? So as Narashi came out of Vaikuntha, there he saw there was a big gathering. There was a Swayamvar Sabha. Where the bride chooses her husband. There was a very beautiful lady. She was walking with a garland in her hands. Many princes were sitting and she was wondering, whom should I garland, whom should I garland? So Naradrishi, he was thinking, oh, who is this beautiful lady? So immediately he went to Bhagwan. He said, oh Prabhu, give me something. I've done so much bhajan, tapasya, I've never asked anything from you. Just give me one thing. So he said, what do you want? Give me a beautiful form. So then he said, well, why do you want? She said, oh, please give me. And Vishnu said, I will do what is best for you. And when Naradrishi came down, Vishnu also came to Sevaks. And these two Sevaks, they'd be glorifying Narada. Oh, he looks so beautiful. He's so handsome. And where this lady would walk with the garland, Naradrishi would appear in front of her, thinking she would garland him. And then this lady, she'd be very disgusted, repulsed by him. Very repulsed. And then she'd move away. And then again Narada would appear in front of her. Again he would say, oh, garland me. But she never cared for him. And these two Sevaks saying, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful. So they're glorifying him more and more. And then Naradrishi saw his reflection in water. There he saw Vishnu had given him the face of a black monkey. Seeing what has Vishnu done? He's given me the face of a black monkey. Then Naradrishi cursed Vishnu. Just as I'm suffering for this lady, you'll also suffer in separation from your wife. Not for 1 or 2 days. For 14 years, you will suffer. What is anguish in separation? And when Bhagwan removed his maya, Narada said, what have I done? What have I said? Okay, have I even cursed my Lord? My Prabhu. Therefore, pride is very dangerous. You should not be very proud. And you see, in Ram Lila, when Prabhu came, there Sita, she saw Ram. So there was this curse of Naradrishi. So Sita had to live there. 1 year in Lanka, they had to live 13 years in the forest. So they say this Karunras was relished by Ram in his Leela. But in Braj, you see, there Krishna himself, his neck, 3 lines on his neck are like a conch, and he's trembling in fear. And Yashoda standing with a stick in hand. Damodar cannot be bound by anything else except one's love, bhakti. It's only bound by prem, by pure devotion. Yashoda bound him by her prem, not by any other means. Even if you have to use other things to bind him, you cannot. It will only lead to anarthas. So, therefore, there is Shakti in bhakti. potency. And this the more one does rasupasana, then the more one can control him, bind him. So this Prabhu, he wants to relish this Karun Ras. Yashoda Maya, she caught Krishna, she was chastising him, she had a stick in hand. No, me too. She was saying, no one had beaten Bhagavan until now. You see, Bhishma Pitama, he shot so many arrows at Krishna that Krishna was even bleeding. They're saying, what has happened to Bhishma? Some demon has entered inside him. Or else he's nice stick brahmachari, jnani, bhakta. He can fight with Arjun. Why is he fighting with his charioteer, Krishna? And Bhishma was shooting so many arrows. By the time Arjuna was just wiping his sweat away from his brow, immediately Bhishma, he started shooting, releasing unlimited arrows. Then it seemed Arjuna would be killed. Then Krishna, he took the chariot of his, the wheel of his chariot, and then he ran towards Bhishma. Then Bhishma, he said, oh, I will only be known as the son of Shantanu if Krishna will lift any weapon to fight. Because Krishna promised to never fight with any weapons. So Bhishma, he made Krishna break his promise. So that time, Krishna was relishing so much Virras. But here you see, he is scared of Yashoda's stick. How is trembling in fear? Is weeping. Tears are flowing continuously from his eyes. Seeing the Ganga and Yamuna are flowing. Because he is also wiping. He was rubbing his two eyes, which were covered with kajal. And then tears were mixing with this kajal. And then these tears, when they were mixing with the kajal, it seemed the Yamuna was flowing. And from the other eye, it seemed that the Ganga was flowing. Because the kajal had been completely wiped away. And then this way, the three lines on his neck are also seen when he's breathing very heavily. Why Krishna, he's so scared that his mother will beat him. See, in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Brahma himself, appeared as Haridas Thakur. As Sri Haridas Thakur. And there, when Haridas Thakur started doing bhajan, he would do Harikatha, he would speak Harikatha, he would do Kirtan. Just see the Muslims caught him, put him in jail. And then the order of Qazi, they beat him in 22 marketplaces. And they say, there was nothing left on his body, only bones were left. But still Haridas Thakur was not dying. So then they said, oh, Haridas Thakur said, if I die, will you be happy? He said, yes. Or else the Bhatsha will kill us. So Haridas Thakur became absorbed in Dhyan. And then they saw his lifeless body. And the Qazi said, throw his body in the Ganga. Don't bury him. Or else he'll go to Jannat. Because in Islam, if you bury the body, you go to Jannat, heaven. So then they threw his body in the Ganga. So then he then emerged at Puliya and he started doing bhajan. He was beaten in Benapol, but when he was flowing down the river, then he emerged at Benapol. So the Muslims, when they saw him dancing and singing, then they said, oh, he's in Dapir, living sadhu. And they said, we'll never disturb you, you can do as you wish. So when Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, do Harikatha Kirtan everywhere. Speak the glories of Krishna to everyone. Itandru said, why should we go to decent people? Let's go to those who are drunkards, who are big troublemakers. So then as soon as they went, then what did they do? Jagannath Madai would drink alcohol from big pots, not just from bottles. They wanted to beat Nityananda and Haridas. Saying, oh, you're trying to instruct us. You don't know who we are. And Haridas Thakur, he had a big body. Nityananda Prabhu was very thin. He was fit. So he started running away quickly. And Haridas Thakur, he told Advaita Acharya, oh, how can I go with this Nitai? Where does Nitai take me? Just say to drunkards. Anyhow, today our lives were saved. Or else, they would have broken our heads. Anyhow, I hid myself. And this Advaita Acharya said, oh, he's a drunkard. Gaur and Nitai both are drunkards. Don't listen to these drunkards. Why are you listening to these two drunkards? Tomorrow you'll see that these two drunkards, they'll drink nicely and they'll dance together. So don't listen to them. And Haridas Thakur, he started laughing. At that time you see, when he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, he did not be fearful. But now why is he running away from Jagai and Madai? Although there he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, he did not know why he's running away now. Why is he fleeing in fear? He could have just stood his ground. They beat him so much in 22 marketplaces. So why? So even if Jagai and Madai would have beaten him, then could he have not tolerated? So Haridas Thakur said, previously in three lives, they committed so much aparad to the sun, to the devotees. In the four Kumaras came, when Jaya Vijaya, what did they do? They disobeyed them. So then they were cursed for three births. And the fourth life, they appear as Jagai and Madai, and then they'll again go to Vaikuntha. Or else again, if they commit an offense, then again they'll have to be born so many times. Haridas Thakur is very concerned. You see, Mahaprabhu himself ordered his Sudarshan Chakra to finish these two brothers. When Nityananda caught hold of Mahaprabhu's feet, saying, oh, you promised that you will not kill anyone using weapons. You'll rather kill the demoniac mentalities. Give prem to everyone through your naam. So then why have you summoned Sudarshan here? Send him back. Then Mahaprabhu said, all right, we'll give prem to Madai, to Jagai, but not Madai. Why? Because Madai, he was the one who hit you with this pot, and Jagai protected you. So Jagai, he protected. He said, why are you trying to hit a sannyasi? And so Jagai became completely intoxicated in prem. Then Madai said, oh, you've forgiven him but not me. You see, even if one is very wicked, still he wants love. So this way Mahaprabhu said, oh, you hit him, now catch hold of his feet. And as soon as Madai caught hold of Nitai's feet, and he was also delivered. So this Haridas Thakur is seeing all these leelas. So then if Haridas Thakur himself was not fearful, but then here you see, how is Bhagawan fearful? He's crying in front of his mother. He's breathing heavily. Three lines on his stomach are also seen. Trivalli. And he cannot say anything. He's stuttering. Cannot speak a single word. So then Mother Yashoda is thinking that if I don't chastise him, then as he grows older, then he'll become a big thief. Dacoit. So I'll have to teach him now. So today, no one is around me. I don't see anyone, so I'll bind him. This ukhal. This grinding mortar, and then meanwhile, I'll go finish my cooking, then I'll feed him. This morning, he hasn't eaten anything. I'll bathe him and feed him. But Krishna, he had no desire to be bound. So they say, this karun ras melts one's heart. So did Mother Yashoda say, she was very sad, she was scared. Now if I leave him, then he will not return to me. Because Yashoda was already old when she had a son. So she was saying, in my old age I had this son. and he's so beautiful. He has such good qualities. What if I lose him now? She was very scared. Therefore, she was thinking that I'll bind him and keep him with me. She could have locked him inside a room. Why does she bind him? Because if I bind him, then he'll be roaming here and there. He'll play with his friends. Also, I can keep an eye on him. So she bound him to this grinding mortar. Therefore, in the last line of the shloka, it is said that he is bound by bhakti stita graiva dhamo dara bhakti vattam. He is eternally bound by this bhakti. See, Vamandev, he went to beg from Bali. Bali gave him everything. Then he asked Bali, ask something from me. And Bali said, now you give me darshan, don't cheat me. Don't leave me, he said. Stay with me eternally. I cannot stay away from you. Because as long as I haven't seen you, as long as I don't have this mamata for you, then I was happy as a king. But now that you have given me darshan and you've taken everything away from me, you've taken me also. So I cannot now stay away from you even for a moment. So always stay with me. Bali Maharaj prayed to Vamandev, keep me with you. And so you see, Vamandev, he was bound by Bali's brain. And he said, now you've won over me. Although I'm unconquerable, you've conquered me. Now I cannot leave you, he said. Because Bali Maharaj was very intelligent. See, his 2 feet, he took everything away, up and down. Means he took all the anarthas, karma, pap, tap of Bali, all his sukriti also, everything. He also especially came to beg from Bali for his Guru Bhakti. Oh, he was a very magnanimous person. So he took everything away from him, up and down. You see, Bali is so intelligent. He offered Dandat Pranam and he said, oh, my head still remains. So kindly give your feet on my head. And as he offered Dandat Pranam, Bali Maharaj kept his head on his head. Therefore, you see, Brahmacharis and Sannyasis, they have these Shikas. Big Shikas. Why? The Shika represents the footprint of Vishnu, of Vamandev. That the head is only meant for his service, reserved for him. And so you see, Bali, Vamandev was eternally bound by Bali Maharaj. But still did Bali render this prem seva to Vamandev. You see, in Braj, Krishna is weeping, rubbing his 2 eyes, saying, Mother, please leave me. Don't bind me. Why is he weeping? Because he's saying, so many Premi Bhaktas are waiting for me for my darshan. Waiting for me. If you bind me, how will I meet them? Then they will be so sad in separation from me. The Sakhas will suffer in separation. They will also not eat anything until I come with them. Now that you bind me, now that you have bound me, now you have bound the entire world, everyone will be bound by you. Not that you only bound me, because he's the master of all the Brahmandas. So now that he's bound, everyone else is bound as well. What will happen? So in that time, Krishna was weeping out of fear. There's so much, Krishna is so much attracted by this prem that for one moment he cannot stay away from his pure devotee. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is described in his Lalit Madhavedanta Madhav. There all the Vrajavasis, the Vrajadevis, they enter inside the Yamuna. Then they went to Suryaloka. And then Suryaloka sent, and then from the sun planet, they went to Dwaraka. And then all the queens, all the Devis were born as queens of Braj, of Dwaraka. 16,000 queens were from Narakasur's prison. And the 108 queens were the prominent Vrajagopis who were taken birth there in Dwaraka. But still, although the Rajadevis had taken the form of the queens in Dwaraka, still the prem seva there is not fully flourishing. Because Krishna, he has to carry out the Yuga Dharma. he has to carry his Yugadharma, but in Braj, he only, now he's only known by his Leelas. Except for his Leela Ras, he will not taste anything else. Krishna is Leela Purushottam. His duty is not to kill all the demons. Vishnu will kill all the demons. It was his part of part. Krishna is only here to relish his Leelas. Sir, Sir, Rudantam, Netra, Yubam, Rijantam, Krambo, Jayubmena, Satanka, Netram. See, you see, Prabhu himself is weeping, crying. Saying, oh, my mother, not bind me. Because why is Krishna saying, why has mother become so cruel today? She's not taking me on lap, she's not giving me her milk, or feeding me anything. At that time, there's one katha. That Jagannath Puri, it said that if anyone enters this 84 mile of this Jagannath Puri, then Jagannath himself will give Mahaprasad to that person. So he'll give so much Mahaprasad that life after life he'll never be hungry. He'll be content forever. Because as long as one doesn't relish this Bhagavat Prasad, then he'll always be longing for this Jadaras. But once one has this Bhagavat Ras, then he'll never want Jadaras, saying, oh, I want to eat all these different things on that I find. No. Because once he relishes this Bhagavat Prasad, then this desire to eat mundane food will go away. So once there was one prince, he was coming to Jagannath Puri. As he reached the border of Jagannath Puri, there he saw, there was one boy. He had a weight scale and he was weighing some sand and throwing the sand away. So the prince told him, hey, you don't have any other work. You're weighing sand on your weight scale. You're weighing sand and throwing the sand away. And this prince said, oh, I'm here in Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath Kshetra. What do I do? Anyone who comes here, I weigh and then I give them this prasad accordingly, this Jagannath Mahaprasad. And after tasting this Jagannath Mahaprasad, they become happy forever. Then they will never be hungry ever. Never be hungry or thirsty. They'll be content in all ways. So I do this. The sand that you see me weighing, is actually Mahaprasad. So the prince said, hey, you're joking with me. You're saying the sand is Mahaprasad. He said, no, I'm speaking the truth. He said, today, don't weigh any sand. And the boy said, see, prince, then you'll be hungry the whole day. Tell me how much Mahaprasad you want. I'll weigh the sand and then I'll give you as much Mahaprasad as you want. So I don't want your sand. Useless son. And he started abusing this boy, chastising him. Saying, cheating everyone. Saying, you're weighing the sand and giving everyone this Mahaprasad. He said, oh, prince, today you'll suffer. He said, all right, I will suffer. He said, no harm. So when the prince entered into Jagannath Puri, everyone respected him, welcomed him. If anyone would give him something to eat or drink, he said, oh, I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. So until evening, night. So there he was very hungry then. When it was night, he wanted to eat something. But before he was saying, oh, am I so poor? I have to accept food from your hands. But in the night he was suffering so much from hunger. The entire kingdom was at his feet. Then he's saying, why is he not eating the whole day? And during the night, the prince saw that the milk was being boiled and curd was being made. So he's saying, okay, in the night, no one is there, I'll eat all this curd. So then what they do? They bought this, to make this curd white, they bought this tuna and they put it inside the pot. So then he thought this was curd and then he started eating this tuna. Then what happened? As this tuna entered his mouth, then his mouth started burning so much. His eyes started burning so much. Then the servants thought that, oh, some thief has come, so start beating the prince very much, because pitch black, so much darkness there. And when they lit the lantern, they saw he's the prince we have beaten. And they fell at his feet, begged for forgiveness. So you see here, Bhagavan gives everything to everyone. But we are... so unfortunate that we have no clue what we are doing, what we are saying. Therefore, if anyone comes to Jagannath Puri, then Jagannath himself will give them Mahaprasad. Then just by honoring that Mahaprasad even little, then life after life, they will be free from anarthas. So Krishna is saying, Mother, if you don't give me any food, then the whole world will be hungry. How will they be happy with you? If the disciple doesn't feed Shri Guru, then will he eat? And the jivas are part and parcels of Krishna, or the sadhus, santas, rishi, maharshis. So if Krishna is bound, then everyone is bound. If he's not fed, then everyone is hungry. If Krishna is suffering, everyone will suffer. For Prabhu is paradukkha dukhi. He is sad when he sees everyone else suffering. Therefore, Satyavrata Muni said that don't do this mistake. Sometimes you become so angry that you take Gopal from your house, you take Giriraj, you fight with. Sometimes you see, if one fights with his wife, and if he goes to the hospital, then he will not cook anything for Thakurji, he will not offer Boga. Close the curtain for 10 days, he will not offer anything to Giriraj, Gopal. There is this proper seva. Therefore, don't do anything bad in any circumstance. At all times, you offer Boga, you offer all these things. The whole day, Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, but still, he was not being bound. So Krishna is saying, oh, leave me, mother. She goes, I have to bind you. And the ladies are teasing her, saying, providence. The creator has not written in your forehead that this son of yours will be bound. And Krishna is saying, no, he's bound from my womb. I will bind him. Now we'll listen tomorrow.